You're listening to a podcast from 702.
What's the tea?
Tell Clement
on 702.
It's 23 minutes before 12 o'clock, time for our What's the Tea feature. And you know how it works. Today we don't have an email, but we've got a voice note that we got from a listener. They're going to share their story. And then if you have experienced something similar, or you've got some, more advice, I would like you to send your voice notes or give us a call about it. So let's listen to a voice note that we've gotten from a listener.
Hi, Clement. It's Kristen here from Krugersdorp. I have actually found it very challenging to navigate friendships off the back of a life event that has aligned to my career. I've recently been promoted to a senior management role, and as a result, I've been spending a lot more of my hours at work. But in times when my friends need me, most of the time they can't get a hold of me. Like if we need to talk about something that requires my utmost attention, I tend to respond a few days later. Like, and I feel like it's starting to make them feel like they're an afterthought. But, you know, I'm actually really a person that believes in let's take everyone along. You know, if something happens, something good happens, you take everyone along with you, everyone that's been there for you. But at this rate, I feel like I'm gonna be alone on my journey. Like, when I get to where I want to be, I'm going to end up being on my own, and I want to know how other people manage this in their lives, because I really don't know how to keep up, and I don't want to lose anyone along the way.
Sure. Wow. Okay. What I'm picking up here is that this listener has just been promoted and has got a lot of responsibilities with this new job. So it's taking up a lot of her time. So she doesn't have the time to, as much as she used to before, to hang around or to even respond promptly to the messages, you know, that the friends are sending, maybe on their group. And she's feeling like the friends are starting to think that she has now changed because she's now a manager. She's now in this position. Have you been in a situation like that? Because I imagine, look, there are dynamics in any friendships, right? People evolve, you know, people get married, people find new friends, people get new jobs, you know, people get promoted at work. And with those dynamics changing, that's likely to also affect the friendship you have with your loved ones. So how have your friendship dynamics changed based on the life-changing decisions you've taken, whether it's in this case, this listener says, I was promoted and now it feels like I'm leaving them behind because I'm not so much available when they need me, which is unfortunate because I would imagine you need friends who actually understand when you're able to. Can you come to my party tonight? No, I can't. I've got a presentation to finish. You can't then as a friend think I'm terrible for saying that, right? So how do you deal with those dynamics? Yeah, I've got friends who've got kids, and I know very well that what I may ask them to do or ask them to attend is different to what I would ask my friends who don't have kids. So I absolutely understand that even friends who are married, there are certain things I'll ask them or events I'll invite them. I will not invite them to because I understand where they are, right, compared to the friends I know, you know, don't have kids, are not married. So do you understand the dynamics that have evolved in your friends' lives? Please give me a call on 011-883-0702. Or are you that friend that's like, this one has changed because they're married. This one has changed because they've got kids. You know, that one has changed because they've just been promoted at work. You can send WhatsApps on 072-702-1702. Michael, you're calling from Boksburg. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. How is it?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm very good. Clement, my contribution to this lady's problem, that is really normal. I found myself in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I then realized that you find new friends, a new friend in that space that she is in. Your old friends will fade away because your status has changed because you don't have time. But you find probably your hanging places have changed as well.
Mm.
So this is what happens. And it's very normal. She's going to find other people who also don't have time, or she needs to find new hanging places. She's going to find friends. It's very normal. I'm also in the same situation as well. But yeah. I found new friends. I found new hanging out places where I hang around, and people who are in the same situation. And we're good like that.
Yeah, but Michael, you know, it's not easy sometimes to. It's not as easy as, well, I'll find new friends. I mean, there are some friends that you've been, you know, you've known for the longest time. You share a very strong bond. You started in primary school, you're in secondary school. And if they don't understand where you are in your life, right, and they start thinking like they don't matter anymore because Michael is, I don't know, popular, Michael has been promoted, you know, it can be difficult for them. So how do you manage the... This is my reality and there's not much I can do. I mean, this job is taking my time. How do you balance that with you are my friend that I appreciate and I still want you to be present even when there are these dynamics in my life?
So this is what I've learned. A friend will be able to come to me and be able to understand you are so quiet, you are different these days. And I'll be able to explain to him. And my friend will be able to understand that my level has changed. This is what I'm going through. If I would be around for you, if I don't answer your call, doesn't mean I'm ignoring you.
Mm.
It's just a situation that I'm in. But bear with me. But she will wait, or the friend, the good friend will wait. But these other fake ones, I think they're fed off. Because they want you for a reason. But real friends, they'll stick around with you. That's
yeah. And also it's communication, right? Like talk as friends, you know, tell me how you feel. And if you feel like, I think you're more distant now, tell me so. Because chances are maybe you're misreading the situation. It's not really the case. Michael, I hear you. Great contribution there. Thank you for calling Michael in Boxburg. Here's a voice note.
Good afternoon, Clement. My advice to the caller or the listener is to say you can't have a cake and eat it. You know, there are stages in life. There are stages where you have to prioritize yourself. Friends, they are for a reason and a season. So you can't have friends that you had in grade one, all of them, you taking them through, you know, your life stages. Some have to fall off. It's part of life. It's natural. You don't have to feel guilty about it. It happens. So you have to prioritize yourself. You have to listen to your gut. Some friends don't have to be part of your life stages. So the ones that can't understand what you're doing, where you are in life, you let...
That got cut off there. But I think we got the broader point. I do disagree, though, that you can't be with friends that... you have friends within primary school. There are people that have successful friendships that started when they were like 7, when they were like 8, you know, and they're still good friends today. I think it's all about communication. Like, just tell me that, oh, Clement, since you started doing this show, you are not available, or you don't want to come with me to this place or that place. And I can explain to you, right, whatever reason I have, because maybe you are just misreading the situation. But let's open up that dialogue. Huh? Let's allow for a conversation so that as a friend, I'm able to tell you why I haven't found time, or you are able to tell me why you think you are being ignored. Paul in Pretoria, hi.
Hey, Gunjan Clement.
Yeah, Pilunjan Put.
Gyatogoza, mani tuwe in call on a first call, I'm going to go to 702.
Gyatogoza, mina, Paul.
Thank you. Tengaba save jamino fana na lovu nga pambilini. Di mundo kulukulu ovu mama choir. So bendi mundo o full time ku choir. But kutilo ka nangke tukchata kwa ba distance niya na bon. So some of the members of the choir babona nga timina ang si right. But ngukupa kaze nubu jamzu. Jenga njese nchati na man angike nsaba kona full time. Ndre nga enza kuti ginganchele pangu kunye. Not to say we think we're full time choir as a singer, as a picking vocalist, but in Angela Pamplan, the manager, acquiring a clinging shangle, but not sweet to be full time.
Yeah.
Or would they ever understand? Yeah, because I'm getting someone's cut like before, with him day up and down, like performing every Sundays. Because seeing the family right now. So I'm here to keep understand this, but understand my situation with manje. I need time to know get towards.
Oh, Abangan Bako, then they understand. Togoza, I mean, Paul.
Yeah. Get towards.
Ube nilange lihle, man. Hey, yeah, Mndebele wekhethu. That's Paul. Paul was speaking Ndebele there, and what he was saying basically is that he has been in the same situation before. He used to sing in a choir, and he's married now. And after he got married, there are people in the choir that were a little concerned because he was no longer available anymore to perform every weekend. And he told them, here's how I can help. How about I take up the responsibility of managing this choir as opposed to be part of it and perform every day? But, you know, some people were okay with it, some people weren't. And that's the situation that he's explaining. And that's another reality, right? You've got friends that on Fridays used to go, again, Thursday, used to do Puza Thursdays with. They're married now. Huh? And Puza Thursdays are no longer that available anymore. I mean, I've got a specific friend who's got a child. And we used to be so flexible to meet after work. Like, are you done? I'm done. Let's go have lunch or whatever the case is. But right now, you know, the friend has got a child now and is unable to meet up anymore. In fact, every time I'm like, hey, let's do lunch, it's like, oh, I have to pick up the kid from school, from creche, I should say. And I understand that. I mean, I've never walked away feeling, oh, because you've got kids now and you are married, you're not thinking about me anymore. No. The responsibilities change. They do. And we must just accommodate each other when these dynamics change. Peter, you're calling us from Four Ways. Good morning. Also, where are the ladies? Why is it only the guys calling in? Hey, Peter.
Hello.
Peter, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Janet. Yeah. You're absolutely right. It is definitely about communication. And what she needs to do is have her friends understand her position and realize, have them realize that she's got huge demands on her plate now that she's got to get through. And ideally what she wants to do is try and have her friends kind of empathize with her and start thinking, well, maybe how can we help her? You know, she's really been put into this new position. It's got huge demands on her at the moment. Hopefully when she gets to grips with it, things will change a bit. But what can I do as her friend, what can I do to help her and keep her involved and keep our friendship going and just try and understand her situation? So she needs to communicate with them and say, look, this is a big change for me, yeah. And I hope you're happy that I've got it. And have them embrace her situation and not turn away from her. I think really that's what it's about.
Yeah, great one, Peter. It's all about communication at the end of the day.
I just think this conversation just opens up a whole new conversation about how people take friendship for granted. No one is saying life won't move in different directions, but friendships require as much maintenance as any other relationship. So even if you are, there's a space depending on life changes, I think it's incumbent upon the people who are in this friendship or relationship to communicate their needs and expectations, and where it's not met, to communicate that too, you know?
Yeah.
It's Lerato and Madrid.
Yeah, Lerato, you're right. And we don't think about friendships that way. Hey, we think it's relationships that require that amount of maintenance and the constant checking on, are you okay? Am I okay? But friendships, as you say, require that too. We need to maintain. I need to tell you if you're not meeting my needs. You need to tell me, right? And we must be honest. But it starts with a conversation. Don't make up your mind that because Clement missed your call yesterday and didn't return it, oh, it's because he thinks it's important. You don't know what my circumstance might have been. I may have even forgotten genuinely, but you were quick to possibly conclude that I did that for a reason because, yeah, I think I'm important. Nicholas in Mabopane. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Clement. How are you doing?
Kimonatu,
Ena? I'm good. In response to the lady on the voice note, I'm in a similar situation. My friend Ashley got employed last year, and I'm a student, so like the dynamic between me and her having that specific time to like spend together and all of that, like it changed drastically because she's no longer available in weekdays and has free time on weekends. So like how we navigated it was like addressing the issue directly at the school by like saying, okay, I work from here to here. And then usually if I have free time, I cannot obviously spend all of it with you. Instead, I like break it down, and then we have like this system, a calendar, mm-hmm. whereby we pick the days that in which we will meet up. It does not always work, but in most cases it does, because the only way in which you are to deviate from the particular date that we had is through something reasonable, you know, by reasonable being like a family matter or something, like putting some accountability, you know, in terms of the relationship, and also not putting too much strain on it, like expecting that always when I text you, you're going to respond today or now. We can like spend an entire week not talking, and then when we have to talk, it's going to be okay. No problems whatsoever.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys have found a way to navigate that, Nicholas, and that's the maturity that you need. How can we make it work? Right? And we are both committed to that. Tembi in Glen Vista, what do you think? Hi.
Hi, Clement. I really, like the previous caller, I really think it needs a bit of understanding and maturity on the side of her friend.
Mm.
But as long as she, the lady that has the problem, as long as she set her friend down and said, listen, guys, this is my situation. These are the dynamics that have changed in my job. I still value your friendship. However, they have to understand. If they don't understand, then it speaks to a disjoint in their analysis of life, where they are at in terms of life in general. A friend of mine was promoted in March to a DDG position in government. And hookups have come to an end.
Mm.
But I understand. Because prior to retirement, I was an extremely demanding job.
Mm.
So I do understand, and it's also my job to make her understand that she doesn't have to feel guilty.
Yeah.
If she gives me the odd call once in 2 weeks after mm-hmm. work before mm-hmm. she starts her chores in the or whatever at the house or before she drops dead to sleep, you know what I mean? I understand and I appreciate it.
Oh.
So the friends need to. They just need to.
Yeah, listen.
If they don't understand, then she must let it go.
Yeah. We all deserve a Tembi in our lives. That's all I'm going to say.
We're not Clement. You said people must hide our IDs. I'm not going to forget that.
I called them out for that. Tembi, yeah. All of us deserve a friend like Tembi in our lives. MJ, you're in Orchards in Pretoria. Good morning.
Hey, Clement, how are you?
Hey, Tara.
Look, Clement, my issue is, you know, as human beings, we like to give ourselves unnecessary headaches over nothing. And sometimes we tend to worry about acquaintances that we regard as friends.
Yes? How, MJ? MJ?
We see each other.
Is someone calling you? What happened?
Sorry?
I don't know what happened there. There was some sound coming from your phone. All right. Do you want to take MJ? And let me read some messages while you try and reestablish that line. Hello, Clement. The lady has to raise her new dynamic with people before it becomes an issue. I slightly had this issue with working from home. People think you are available all the time, but this job is paying the bills. Yeah, exactly. Another person says, Clement, then your friend is not busy or occupied as you are. Help him or her to be busy. If you have to explain to yourself to your friend, then I would think it is time to review that friendship. I've seen friends forcing friendships, and because they have been friends forever, even though they have nothing in common, you end up spending most of the time explaining yourself to each other. Sally, yeah, you make a point, and you don't want to be spending all the time trying to explain yourself, right?